Well, in this TGIF, it's another beauty. I can't remember the last time we had 5 10s in a row. What a work week. Now, of course, it was windier earlier this week, but boy, the temperatures have been pleasant. Lost that wind as expected yesterday. It finally diminished. Will be the same way today. A little bit more of a sea breeze because of that, so the temperatures are even a little bit cooler at the beaches, so more gorgeous weather. The humidity not bad today. We'll top out in the mid-80s inland, but only in the upper 70s at the beaches, falling back to around 73 or 74 degrees or so by late afternoon. Into the lower 60s tonight. That's the warmest night we've had since late last week and over the weekend, so it's warming up a little bit, but 62 still isn't bad and is pretty close to where we ought to be this time of year. A warm and humid weekend, not exceptionally hot, but it'll be warmer and more humid. And with that, a few isolated showers from time to time. Tomorrow, we may see a few develop close to the intracoastal to I-95 about midday, then shift more inland as we go through the afternoon. And Sunday, mainly inland, isolated showers and a few storms. But realize that there will be a lot of dry hours over the weekend, and many spots won't get any rain at all, and really good chance that the beaches stay mainly dry. And that pattern holds right into the early part of next week. A little better chance for a shower or a thunderstorm by the time we get to Tuesday and Wednesday. But until then, the rainfall is very isolated to widely scattered, and the temperatures will generally be in the 80s for highs, the 60s for lows. You'll notice that humidity, and the temperatures will be a little warmer at night. So for the beaches this weekend, look for the surf to average about 2 to 3 feet. Winds out of the southeast at 5 to 15 miles per hour. That's off the water, but it's not particularly strong, so we'll call it a low to moderate rip current risk. And water temperatures that are gradually warming, generally about 73 or 74 right now, usually by the end of this month, up close to 80 degrees or so. And winds, as mentioned, not particularly strong, with that sunburn down to around 15 minutes or so. So have that sunscreen handy. That sunburn peak will be between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. And look for really some pretty nice beach conditions. You'll see the few showers developing, but mainly to the west, mainly inland. So for the Fernandina Beach Shrimp Fest, which is underway, look for partly sunny skies. There is that chance for a brief isolated shower, but for the most part, it will be inland and to the west of Fernandina Beach. Temperatures will briefly reach 80 or the low 80s through the weekend and then fall back into the 70s with the sea breeze. Looks pretty nice. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV. Thank you.